Read the explosive New York Times bestseller, Empire of Pain, by acclaimed New Yorker reporter Patrick Radden Keefe. Slate says it's a real-life version of the HBO series Succession with a lethal sting in its tail, a masterful work of narrative reportage. Now is the perfect time to read this gripping account of the meteoric rise and staggering fall of the Sackler dynasty. Empire of Pain is now available in paperback from Anchor Books.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Alex Sims. Alex is a sports reporter and anchor for WSYR-TV, the ABC affiliate in Syracuse, New York. On the program, we discuss the Syracuse game against Notre Dame, also Dino Babers, also Syracuse's current ranking in the college football playoff top 25 and more. Alex is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
The season's sweetest traditions start at Omni Hotels and Resorts. From artisanal hot chocolate to miles of glittering lights, holidays at Omni are illuminated by nostalgia and warmth. Celebrate the season together at over 50 destinations. Book now at omnihotels.com/holiday.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Read the explosive New York Times bestseller, Empire of Pain, by acclaimed New Yorker reporter Patrick Radden Keefe. Slate says it's a real-life version of the HBO series Succession with a lethal sting in its tail, a masterful work of narrative reportage. Now is the perfect time to read this gripping account of the meteoric rise and staggering fall of the Sackler dynasty. Empire of Pain is now available in paperback from Anchor Books.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Raider on 2nd and 7. Looks left to the end zone. Touchdown, Orange. Aronde Gaston. First and goal. Tucker. Can he get there? Yes! And now the fade. And in the end zone, it's a touchdown to DeMarcus Adams.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of College Football on ESPN. That was Joe Tessitore of the call of the game between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Syracuse Orangemen. And that was from October the 29th of 2022. And you heard Syracuse scoring touchdowns with the likes of Aronde Gaston, also Stan Tucker, and of course, DeMarcus Adams. Syracuse fell short in that game. However, they did well in the first college football playoff rankings that had just come out. To talk more about the game against Notre Dame and also to talk about the college football playoff rankings and so much more, we want to welcome the weekend sports anchor and reporter for WSYR-TV, the ABC station in Syracuse, New York, Alex Sims. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it, Alex. What were your takeaways from the Syracuse and Notre Dame game?
Well, we got a good look at what Carlos Del Rio Wilson is all about. Backup quarterback, as you know, Garrett Schrader was injured and he didn't play in the second half. So what do you know? Backup quarterback Carlos Del Rio Wilson comes on in and we got to kind of see what he's all about. And to be honest, he looks pretty good for a guy that we haven't seen too much of. I mean, he can see the ball really well. He's accurate. He can throw the ball. I mean, if you saw what he could do in the second half, I mean, he can really he's very accurate with his throws. And I think him and Garrett Schrader both have different qualities. They're both really good quarterbacks. But I think in terms of what Carlos can do, he really just can see the field really well, and I think that's a good quality to have in a quarterback. Losing their second loss in a row, it hurts, but they're still ranked in November. The first college football rankings came out. They're ranked 20, so you can't really, hate too much on them right now. They're doing pretty well for themselves.
All right, and let's get more into this game. You mentioned about the quarterback that came in. Carlos Del Rio Wilson, he really showed up and he really stood his own in this game. He was filling in for Garrett Schrader. Garrett suffered an injury. What was the latest on the injury and what's his status for the next game?
Well, we don't really know as of right now. Dino Babers is obviously keeping it very quiet and rightfully so. He doesn't want Pitt, their next opponent, come Saturday to kind of plan accordingly. So he's keeping things very quiet. What we do know is that going into the Notre Dame game, Garrett practiced all week. He was healthy and ready to go. What we also don't know is, whether I believe it's a lower body injury, his ankle per se. We still don't know for sure that got injured. And then we also, I think for precautionary measures, he got hit really hard in the first half, and he got up and he kind of like stumbled a little bit. So I think for precautionary measures, Dino Babers just wanted to take him out completely and move on from there. So again, we really don't know what his status is, whether or not he's going to be a go for Saturday. He's listed as number one on the depth chart, but again, in terms of depth chart, you know, like for quarterbacks in that position, you can have a quarterback that's, you know, at number one, and, you know, you see your backup come into play. So you never know.
All right, fair enough. And I guess you never know, not just in professional sports, but certainly in collegiate sports as well. But what we do know is that you mentioned his name earlier, Carlos Del Rio Wilson, did his thing, solid performance against Notre Dame. He completed 11 out of 22 passes for 190 yards, a touchdown pass, and an interception. Just give me your thoughts on Carlos and his play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't ask too much more out of the backup quarterback. This is his first live game against an opponent. I mean, we've seen him in practice a little bit, but never against someone else. You know, he really, it didn't look like he was starstruck, which you would kind of expect out of a backup who's never really played. You know, there was a lot of hype of him coming in, the Florida State transfer. He can throw the ball really well. He's accurate. He can see the field. And that's exactly what we saw out of him in the second half. And, you know, I really am confident, and I think the players are confident too, that if he's the guy to come in and start against Pitt on Saturday, I don't think, you know, I think the players and I think Dino and everyone else has a lot of confidence in him.
All right, I want to move along now to the running game for Syracuse. Sean Tucker, 16 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Sean and his play against Notre Dame.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Sean is, you know, on a different caliber. You know, he's continuing to shine day in, day out. Obviously, we didn't see much of him in the Clemson game, but, you know, every single game besides Clemson, he's really performed to his highest standard. You know, I think the issue is that he's a target for everyone whoever they're playing. And so that's kind of everyone's game plan is to limit Sean Tucker. And I think because he's become such a big commodity for a game plan going in is what can we do to stop Sean Tucker? And I think you've seen that in Clemson. You've seen that, you know, even a little bit in Notre Dame. And so I think the good thing about Syracuse is that they have a lot of offensive weapons, like you talked about a little bit before I came on. Aronde Gadsden, you know, he's been a stud for SU. You know, there's a lot of guys that can really step up to the plate, which is why I think Syracuse has been so successful. But, yeah, I think, like I said, you know, he's been a target for many opponents, and I think that's everyone's game plan is to stop Sean Tucker from running the ball.
Speaking of trying to stop someone, let's move over to the receiving side of the ball. Aronde Gadsden, he comes from NFL royalty. His dad was a former wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. In this game against Notre Dame, he had 4 catches for 78 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Aronde and his play in this game.
Yeah, I mean, he probably would have shined last year, but he got injured. So I think this is the first real look that we have a healthy Aronde Gadsden. And, you know, he comes, like you said, from a dad who played in the NFL, who's had a successful career in the NFL with, you know, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, and so forth. And, you know, he obviously got his talent from his dad and growing up, you know, having a dad who played in the NFL definitely helps. And, you know, he's been a really big part of this SU offense, and he continues to shine for SU in many ways. And, you know, he's smart. He and like Dino said a couple weeks ago, you see him drop a ball once, he won't drop the ball again. And that's kind of his mentality every single game. And he's just a really, really tough competitor.
All right. And then also we have on the DeMarcus Adams. Again, he had 2 catches for 43 yards and he scored a touchdown. Just your thoughts on DeMarcus and his play against Notre Dame.
Yeah, like I said to you before, I mean, SU has a lot of offensive weapons, and I think that's what has made SU and the Orange so successful this year, not just their quarterback and Garrett Schrader and Carlos Del Rio Wilson. I think, you know, they have a lot of guys that they can lean towards, like instead of last year when it was really just Sean Tucker. And then once, you know, Sean Tucker got noticed from other teams, like, you know, it was hard for this SU offense to get in the end zone. And this year they have so many guys, like you said. And so I think that's kind of the key to any team's success is having multiple players that can, you know, find their way into the end zone.
All right. And then on the defensive side in this game, Michael Jones, he had 10 tackles in this game against Notre Dame. He was the leading tackler on the defensive side. Give me your thoughts on his play.
Yeah, Michael is a stud. You know, he's a guy that leads this defense. Tony White has done a great job, you know, putting him in a position to succeed. But, you know, the defense is struggling. There, you know, there's guys like Garrett Williams who just went down with a season-ending injury. He tore his ACL. There's six guys all together, the key players that are done for the season, four starters, a couple of them on the defense. I mean, the defense is clearly struggling, and as you can see, they've been struggling against the run, and that's the kind of the common theme between the two losses in Clemson and Notre Dame, is that I don't know the exact numbers, but I believe Clemson had 293 yards on total offense, and I think for Notre Dame was like 240-something, and I think I asked the defensive guys, like Michael, a couple of days ago, you know, what are you guys trying to do to limit the run, to stop the run? Because that's been really the common theme in these two losses. And they said these last two losses, they really have just, you know, learned from them. And I think they're confident in their play, and they think they can do that against Pitt. And Michael was very confident that, you know, going forward, they've learned from their mistakes, and they'll be able to handle Pitt come Saturday.
All right, I want to talk now about head coach for the Syracuse Orange, and that's Dino Babers. Dino is currently in his seventh season at the helm at Syracuse. He hasn't had a lot of winning seasons so far during his time with Syracuse. His last winning season was 2018, where he finished with an overall record of 10-3, and Syracuse would go on to win the Capping World Bowl. If everything goes well, it appears that he could be going for only his second winning season at Syracuse and a possible bowl berth. Do you know how well he's done so far this year, and is he on pace to take Syracuse to another bowl game?
Yeah, well, they're already bowl eligible. They've won six games, so they are bowl eligible, for one. Two, I think he was definitely going into the season on the hot seat. I mean, I think that if they did win six games and were bowl eligible, I think there would definitely be a head coach controversy moving forward. Now, I think with that being said, he did the appropriate things and, you know, steps to you know, fix those mistakes. Like you hired, a great quarterback coach in Beck, Jason Beck, and then also an unbelievable, offensive coordinator and Robert Anai. And I think those are the type of steps you need to take as a head coach in order to have a successful football season. Now, going into this season, we were projected to go, 4-8, 5-7 at best. And now look, we won six games already, start of November. So yeah, I think Dino has done a really good job at stepping up to the plate and getting his team to where it should be at this time in the season. Now, like I talked to the guys, you can win six games, but they also have, a lot of games left, and they could easily go 6-6. So there's still a lot of games to be played, and obviously Dino is not exactly on the hot seat anymore, but I think the team still needs to perform fairly well for him to keep his job in the near future.
I want to stay just with Syracuse for a moment. We know Syracuse has a great football history and a great football pedigree with the likes of Jim Brown and Larry Zonka, of course, Ernie Davis, and you have Marvin Harrison, Darryl Johnston, also Donovan McNabb, Art Monk, just to name a few. And it's good to see Syracuse kind of back on the forefront in terms of football. We know what they've been capable of doing in basketball for decades. But in your opinion, Alex, what does this mean for Syracuse football to be back on the national forefront?
Well, let me just tell you, it is very cool to see the Dome sold out two home games in a row. I mean, you haven't seen that in what, how many years? And the last time Syracuse was on the map was when Eric Dungy was under center, when Doug McNabb was under center, which was even a longer time ago. And so to be able to see Syracuse football back where it you know, was back in the day is really cool to see. To be able to see the dome completely packed out, to see fans excited again is awesome. But, yes, I think fans are still concerned. You know, you still have games left, and you could very well finish the season, you know, losing, you know, six games. They've lost two already. So, you know, you just really never know. But you know, just in terms of Syracuse back on the map and for football, it's awesome. I mean, to see everyone on campus excited again about football is really, really cool.
All right, I want to talk now about Syracuse's current ranking, college football playoff top 25. They're currently at number 20. Are you satisfied with where Syracuse is at number 20?
Yeah, they're two spots higher than they are in the AP top 25 and the coaches poll. I mean, I think that's great. I think they're, you know, they're right where they should be. You know, after losing two games this season, you know, their play is still really well. And I think, you know, depending on how they do this weekend, you know, we might be able to see them move up even higher in the college football rankings.
All right. And I want to ask you just from a geographical standpoint, when people think of New York, the first thing that comes to their minds is New York City and the five boroughs. But Syracuse is located in central New York or upstate New York. But for those that aren't familiar with the region of central New York, what are some of the things that you tell them about the area?
Well, I mean, it's just really cool in the fall. I mean, you know, if you like to hike and you like to be near lakes and things like that, I think it's a really cool spot to be. Actually, really, I know I said fall, but in every season, it's just it's a really fun, beautiful part of the state to be surrounded by lakes and mountains and places to hike. And, you know, it's a really, really, really cool place to be.
You know, you being a sports reporter and an anchor, you cover the Syracuse Orange on a regular basis. And I know you also have an opportunity to go to the JMA Wireless Dome to cover their home game. So I have to ask you, football and food go hand in hand. And with college football, tailgating is a part of the experience. So what are some of the foods that if you do have an opportunity to maybe eat at a Syracuse tailgate or at Syracuse games, what are some of the foods that you enjoy eating?
Oh, I love a good, you know, dome dog or, you know, a burger. You can't beat any of that. That's kind of like my go-to tailgate food.
I just want to stay with Syracuse again. Are there any foods that are native to Syracuse that people may not know about, whether it be if they go to a Syracuse game or maybe a tailgate?
Not necessarily to, like, Syracuse, but I know, like, in Rochester, there's this thing called garbage plates. And Rochester is not too far from Syracuse. If you venture out that way, it's still kind of in, like, the central New York area. And it's basically, like, macaroni salad. You can pick your type of meat and cheese. And it's really, really cool. It's the Rochester staple. It's just called the garbage plate. It sounds disgusting, but actually the combination is really, really good. And actually they have started to sell it a little bit here in Syracuse. So if you do venture out this way, you can get some garbage plates, but they were created in Rochester.
Sounds awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Alex Sims. She is a sports reporter and anchor for WSYR-TV, the ABC affiliate in Syracuse, New York. Well, Alex, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites that you may have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, you can. I'm on all social media sites. You can follow me at Twitter at AlexSimsTV and then on Instagram at Alex, R-A-E, Ray Sims, S-I-M-S. I'm always available if anyone needs to, you know, contact me for any reason or talk about Cuse football, basketball, all of that jazz. So I always answer to anyone that wants to contact me. So
awesome. You heard it from again. She's Alex Sims, sports reporter and anchor for WSYR-TV, the ABC affiliate in Syracuse, New York. Alex, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
If you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Raider on 2nd and 7. Looks left to the end zone. Touchdown, Orange. Aronde Gaston. First and goal. Tucker. Can he get there? Yes! And now the fade. And in the end zone, it's a touchdown to DeMarcus Adams.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
When it comes to sports, you can't beat live. Vivid Seats has tickets to all of your favorite teams at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app and use SPORTS10 for $10 off your first $100 purchase.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Sunday on TV One.
Fame was a bit of a trick bag.
It's an all-new episode of Unsung.
She was like, I'm coming to get you. And I said, okay, Mom, I'm coming home.
Followed by an all-new Uncensored.
I had to figure out how to move on.
I've been shot at so many times. Bullets do a whistle when they go by you.
The people you know, the stories you don't. This Sunday, don't miss an all-new Unsung at 9, followed by an all-new Uncensored at 10 on TV One.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Looking for something to do this weekend? When it comes to sports, nothing beats cheering your team on live. Vivid Seats has tickets for every league, all the best matchups at great prices. And all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use SPORTS for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
You hear that? That's the Littman Court Digital Stethoscope, removing background noise so you can focus on the sounds that matter. With active noise cancellation and up to 40 times amplification, 9 out of 10 healthcare professionals hear sounds more clearly with the Littman Court Stethoscope. Get the stethoscope that works as hard as you this holiday season and save $50 on the Littman Court at Echo. Shop now at EchoHealth.com. That's EKOHealth.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? When it comes to sports, nothing beats cheering your team on live. Vivid Seats has tickets for every league, all the best matchups at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use SPORTS for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Looking for something to do this weekend? Make up for lost time and check live events off your bucket list. Vivid Seats has tickets to sports, concerts, comedy, and theater, all at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Plus, they're the only ticketing company where you can earn rewards with every purchase. No one else has that. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today and use Ticket for $10 off your first $100 purchase. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. When it comes to sports, you can't beat live. Vivid Seats has tickets to all of your favorite teams at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app and use Sports10 for $10 off your first $100 purchase.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
When it comes to sports, you can't beat live. Vivid Seats has tickets to all of your favorite teams at great prices, and all with a 100% buyer guarantee. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app and use Sports10 for $10 off your first $100 purchase.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Sunday on TV One.
Fame was a bit of a trick bag.
It's an all-new episode of Unsung.
She was like, I'm coming to get you. And I said, okay, Mom, I'm coming home.
Followed by an all-new Uncensored.
I had to figure out how to move on.
I've been shot at so many times. Bullets do a whistle when they go by you.
The people you know, the stories you don't. This Sunday, don't miss an all-new Unsung at 9, 8 Central. Followed by an all-new Uncensored at 10, 9 Central on TV One.
Mary redeemed a 50...
Sunday on TV One.
Fame was a bit of a trick bag.
It's an all-new episode of Unsung.
She was like, I'm coming to get you. And I said, okay, Mom, I'm coming home.
Followed by an all-new Uncensored.
I had to figure out how to move on.
I've been shot at so many times. Bullets do a whistle when they go by you.
The people you know, the stories you don't. This Sunday, don't miss an all-new Unsung at 8, followed by an all-new Uncensored at 9 on TV One.
$1,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Alex Sims, sports reporter and anchor for WSYR-TV, the ABC affiliate in Syracuse, New York. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Put industry leading, difference making, and tomorrow shaping on your to-do list. Explore Deloitte Technology Careers at deloitte.com/tech careers and engineer your future at Deloitte.
This winter, make the year's shortest days the most enjoyable in a Cadillac. Pursue your boldest ambitions in a Cadillac SUV, or lead the way with the dynamic performance of a Cadillac sedan. So seize the season with a resolution to be iconic. Because when the days are at their shortest, it's on us to make them the fullest. Visit your local Cadillac dealer today.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.